This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, now, bonds. Bonds are a fancy way to say IOU, right? Governments and companies issue them all the time to raise money. When the U.S. government does it, they're called treasuries, and they're considered just about the safest place you can put your money. When companies do it, well, some of them are better, that is to say, safer than others. You've got your investment-grade bonds, not all that risky. And then you've got your junk bonds, which are risky, that is. And in some ways, those junk bonds can be a canary in the economic coal mine. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what we're talking about.
Whoever named junk bonds, really did not do them any favors.
It doesn't mean that these companies are bad companies.
Elizabeth Hahn is head of U.S. default research at Fitch Ratings.
Junk bonds refer to a credit rating that a company is given.
It's not necessarily a particularly bad credit rating. It just has to be less than really good.
Companies that are in the junk bond space tend to have a little bit more leverage.
So a little more debt, or a lot more debt, which could mean the company has fallen on hard times. This happened to companies like Ford during the pandemic. It returned to investment grade just last year. But also some industries just have higher debt. Think real estate, where you take out loans to build a skyscraper, or mining, where you have a lot of equipment to finance.
Some companies just need to operate, you know, with slightly more leveraged credit profiles or, you know, slightly lower margins.
So Hahn doesn't actually like to use the word junk.
I always like to say high yield.
That is the official name, high yield, because bonds from these companies pay out more, sometimes a lot more, than treasury bonds or investment grade bonds. They pay out more because they do carry a higher risk of default. Like if something goes wrong, they might never pay back the bond.
They're really on a knife's edge.
Bob Elliott is CEO of Unlimited Funds, an investment firm.
If the economy continues to be strong, those companies will continue to pay the elevated yields. But any hiccups in the economy, and these are the types of companies that will first feel the pain.
They are starting to feel some pain.
We've seen a decline in the amount of income those businesses are earning relative to the amount of the interest payments that they need to pay.
That is largely because the Federal Reserve raised interest rates so much. Companies have been doing all kinds of gymnastics to procrastinate issuing new bonds at these higher rates. But some companies have had to, and it is expensive. Elizabeth Hahn at Fitch again.
We saw a 3% default rate.
That is about average.
But we are forecasting that rate to go up. We have forecasted between 5 and 5.5 for 2024. Yeah.
But Hahn says that increase is driven by a relatively few companies with a particularly large amount of debt. Steve Lipley is co-head of bond ETFs for BlackRock.
The companies in the traditional high-yield bond market are actually a better credit quality than they were, say, 10 years ago.
Some of that is because more troubled companies now avoid the bond market and get funding elsewhere. And investors do not seem to be too worried about the junk bond market. Usually, the more worried investors are, the more money companies have to promise them to get them to invest. That extra return is at multi-decade lows.
So that's telling you the market believes that the economy is fairly strong.
Now, will all that change in 2024? Watch the junk bond market. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.